5 minutes. Kiara Cruz glanced at her watch again. Dear God, let her survive those minutes before Royce showed up. Royce, the wolf shifter. The man who was totally out of her league on so many different levels, she couldn't even count. She needed a new dose of her heat suppressant, or she'd start meowing like a... well, exactly like what she was. A damn cat in heat. It was bad enough to be in heat, but working among humans meant not all of them knew about her shifter status. Thankfully, her bosses did, and they were very accommodating. She washed her face in the bathroom sink with cool water, dissipating some of the anxiety with the cold liquid. That would have to do until she got home. With a deep breath, she headed back to her desk to wait out the last interminable minutes. 4 minutes. She urged the clock forward like a kid in school at the end of the day. She needed to go before Royce showed up. 3 minutes. So close. Steph, her friend and coworker, would arrive soon to have a cup of coffee with her before her shift started. 2 minutes. Yes, she was going to make it. Ding. Shit. She had her finger over the shutdown button on her PC when an instant message popped up on the screen. Can you bring us the contracts we need to sign? She stared at the screen, then turned to her right and saw the manila folder she was supposed to have delivered to her bosses over an hour ago. She groaned a curse. In her obsession with leaving without running into the third partner of the company, she'd forgotten to bring in the contracts for signature. Great. Now she was late. Manila folder in hand, she stepped into her boss's office with a smile. Sorry about... She stopped dead in her tracks. Royce sat across from both Brian and Brent at a round meeting table.
It's okay.
Brian smiled that dimpled smile that made her all kinds of stumped.
You look tired. Go home and relax. We've had you running around all day.
Right. She had to move, but she couldn't. Instead, she stood there, staring at Royce's serious face. His blue eyes held her rooted to the spot. Her feline took that moment to rub under her skin. A soft purr worked the back of her throat. Heat crowded her cheeks, and she coughed, clearing her throat to cover it up. She rushed toward Brent and passed him the folder. Not even slowing her step, she hauled ass to the office door, but was stopped by Brent's voice.
Don't forget to leave those employee files on your desk for us. We'll grab them later.
Employee files? Against her better judgment, she turned to face the three men again, forcing herself to stare at Brent and nod at the sexy man next to him. Files? Brent's eyes widened, probably because she'd never had to ask him about something she was supposed to do. But her hormones were all over the place, and she needed to go home and purr and meow without any witnesses to her misery.
The ones of employees under probation. You were going to pull the list and then bring us the files with the report.
Ah, hell. She'd gotten so caught up in a different project she'd forgotten.
Okay, no problem.
She turned to leave again.
Kiara, wait,
Brian called out.
This is for you.
He held out a pumpkin-colored envelope toward her.
We hope to see you there Friday night.
She smiled and excused herself to go back to her desk. Exhaling loudly, she sat down to do the extra work she'd forgotten about. Because being a cat in heat and being attracted to a wolf was normal, apparently. And now she still had to do mundane tasks while holding back the urge to purr. Great. Just great.